right. It is good to be here again, and I won't take a lot of time, but I just want to go, if you would, turn to Joshua, chapter number 6, and just some things I saw in this being already out. We've been out in South Dakota for 12 years, I believe, and just a lot of things that I've seen in South Dakota, experienced. And I don't know everything. I told somebody the other day, and they just kind of looked at me weird. I said, I don't know everything, but I know what I know. I guess you're safe saying something like that. But in Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 1, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. There's a few times in the Bible where I don't understand the children of Israel. God gave them something, and they chose rather to walk away from it,
right.
Try something different,
yep.
or just stop altogether and not take what God gave them.
Right.
When He sent them into Canaan and they came back, I couldn't imagine. I love grapes. Could you imagine eating grapes off of something that took two men to carry one cluster?
Right.
I mean, and I don't know whether they was regular size or, you know, maybe they dried them down. The raisins were only this big. Could you imagine raisin bran with a raisin that big? And I don't know. But I know that you would think that they would just want to charge hell with a squirt gun,
yeah.
If that, you know, to get into a land like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing that today either. I mean, God's promised us things, and we sit back and say, well, you know, I know God promised, but.
Right.
But anyway, the Lord said unto Joshua, I've given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city, ye or all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And just stop right there just for a second and say this. I don't believe, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I don't believe usually when Israel went to war that they took the priests with them. And I wondered why they took the priests now to lead it. You know, I mean, you know, we're in a war.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We better get behind some preachers today and fight with them.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests, and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came up after the ark, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then ye shall shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came unto the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, returned unto the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day, they arose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass on the seventh time, or at the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Again, our dear Heavenly Father, we do want to thank you, Lord. We just ask you just help us now in a few minutes, Lord God. I pray that you just show us some things I believe that have helped me, and I believe they can help others. Lord, we do thank you. We love you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought about this. I like to read things. Sometimes they're hard to understand, and I believe if you find some things hard in the Bible to understand, you ought to stay there and read them for a while. Amen. I believe we take so much time speed reading through the Bible, we forget that we're supposed to read it so as we can take some in and learn from it. I told somebody the other day, I had a man that told in our church how many times he'd read through the Bible, and that's fine. It's good. I mean, I wouldn't brag about how many times we read through the Bible if we've not attained anything from it. If it's not done anything to help us in our life, if we've not grown from it, I'd be ashamed to tell people I've read through the Bible six times or whatever it is, but I don't know anything about the Bible. And I said what we ought to do is just get an old 1611 Bible and read that. It's a little bit harder to read. You say, well, I thought I had a 1611. Well, I mean, in 1769 they changed those U's, and I've got a 1611. It's pretty hard to read. When Christ is spelled C-H-R-I-F-T. Before they changed it to the S. But in this, I read through this a lot of times, and I thought about this, and I thought how odd it is that they would go. And I don't believe Joshua told the people what God had told him. God, do you go to your church and tell them everything the Lord tells you? No, but you just tell them, listen, just trust me. As God is leading me, I'm going to try to lead you. You don't have to know the whole plan. You just get, that was, our kids sometimes would ask me as we was traveling all over the road, and they'd say, well, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? I'd say, just sit back. You'll see when we get there. And that's kind of hard to take, but sometimes that's the way the Lord works to strengthen our faith. He doesn't have to tell us everything. Right. He doesn't owe us an explanation. Right. And so here, Joshua is telling them what to do. You can tell it wasn't the Baptist crowd. He told them just be quiet. Yeah. But he's leading them around that city one time. They come past the city one time. They go to the camp. They ain't gonna say nothing. They can't say anything. I know if it had been me, I'd have come past the city. I'd have been murmuring, saying, hey, we didn't do it this way before. Right. When Moses was alive, we sure enough didn't. We didn't go to war this way. I mean, we went out and fought. We had our sword and all that kind of. And so here they are. They've come past the city once. They go back to the camp. By the way, the wall's still standing.
Right. Yep.
See, they're going around, and the next day they do the same thing again. They go around the city, and they get back to the camp, and they look at maybe today something's going to happen, and the wall's still standing. And I can imagine maybe by the second, maybe the third day, somebody saying, hey, I don't understand what we're doing here. You know, and just to give you a little bit of what I'm talking about, when I went to the mission field the first time and I didn't see people getting saved right away, and I'd go to some missions conferences, Brother Blue, and they'd say, well, if you're not baptizing a couple hundred in a year, I didn't even see a couple hundred in a year. I mean, our town ain't that big, but I mean, they're saying all this, and I'm feeling like I'm a bad preacher. I'm a bad missionary. I can't do anything because I'm not seeing all that fruit. Well, these people weren't seeing anything happen either, and yet they just kept following their leader. And I'm saying this, it don't matter to me if God doesn't save somebody tomorrow or next week or next year, I'm still going to follow the Lord and do what He's told me to do. I'm saying, hey, how did Noah feel when he built the ark and didn't see one convert?
Right.
You know, and so I'm just going to keep on going. But I thought about this, Brother Bell, when things seem like things are cold and things are quiet. I mean, I don't see where he went out and told them, went to their tent and said, well, hey, listen, the Lord's told me to do this. And on the seventh day, listen, that wall's going to come down. They don't know how many days they're going to come past the city. They don't know when the wall's coming down. They've heard about victory, but they don't know when it's coming. I'm saying this. I don't know what the Lord's doing in South Dakota or what He's going to do there with us. But I'm telling you, I just trust the Lord.
Amen.
So here they are marching around that city and things are quiet. My wife said it again today. I'm sitting in a room and I'm studying, and I turned the TV on to get that news, watch that hurricane. She looked at me. She said, "You just can't stand it quiet, can you?" I can't. I have a fan that goes on at night. I need the noise. I found a noisy fan. It sits there and kind of rattles and jiggles, and I love it. You say, "How can you sleep with that?" I can. I don't hear everything else, you know. But when things get quiet, I don't like it. And when I don't see God moving, when I don't see things happening, I don't like it.
Right.
But listen, even though I can't see it, I can't hear it, I go back to Job. He said, "I looked on my right hand." Job got to a place, he said, "I can't even perceive Him."
Right.
When things get like that, I still trust Him.
Amen.
So he didn't know, they didn't know what was going on and things were quiet. Can you still trust God? Can you still keep going? Because I'll tell you what, I know as a missionary, as a preacher, as a pastor, I know when things weren't happening, I just still had to trust the Lord.
That's right.
That He knew what He was doing.
Yes, sir.
Huh? So when things grow cold, when things don't make sense, I can't get in their mind of what they were thinking. But out there marching around that city and then going back to the camp and march around the city and going back to the camp and march around again and going back to the camp. Remember, yes, knocking doors and nobody wants to get saved. Knocking doors and nobody wants to come to church. And knocking door and nobody wants to hear what you got to say about the Lord. Does it make sense? You say, "Lord, what did you put me here?" Here for.
Right. Amen.
And he said, "Just wait. Just keep going around. That wall's going to fall down one of these
Amen.
Days.
Amen.
And I have to trust the Lord that He knows what He's doing.
Amen.
When things don't make sense, when things grow cold, I mean, we know today the love of many a wax cold.
That's right.
And it is. Listen, when I first went out to South Dakota, I thought, man, they're going to receive me. I said, I'm going to have this church going 100 people by next year. Man, I had such high expectations. I've learned the bigger expectations that you build up for yourself, the bigger the fall. You just set yourself up for disappointment. But I'm telling you what, when I started to go out there this time, I said, "Lord, if nothing happens, I know You're the one leading me there."
That's right.
And I'm going.
Amen. That's good.
If He chooses not to do anything, I'm still going. Now, I don't believe He will. He's already done more than I could ever expect.
Yeah,
people that I've talked to, when I tell them about what's going on, just in the plant that I work in, to have the big boss come and tell me I can have prayer meeting anytime I want to, and encourage me to have it, that's more than I ever expected.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I didn't want to go to work in a factory. But when things don't make sense, when things grow cold, when you can't figure out what's going on, are you still going to go on? Because I'll tell you this, in the ministry sometimes, I can remember my wife and I sitting in an empty church house, just the two of us. Huh? And I said, "What in the world are we doing?" And she'd say, "We're just following the Lord."
Amen.
I'm glad He knows what He's doing.
Yes.
Amen. I'm just saying this and I'll quit. Whenever things just plain seem like nobody knows what's going on, when you just want to quit, and I would imagine that there was a bunch of them that just wanted to quit.
Yep.
I mean, what are we doing this for? It doesn't make sense. You ever get a thought that nobody's listening on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But Brother Steve says, "I don't care where they are or not. I'm turning it up."
Amen.
I'm just saying this. It doesn't always have to make sense to us.
That's right.
To just keep following the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.